The crypt doors have opened. The shadows are stirring. And I'm finally back. That's right. Big D is back. I'm back for season four of Guess What? You're Wrong. Now, after a brief hiatus, we're back and we're diving headfirst into some of the best and definitely some of the worst horror flicks that you can find. And as always, we're going to spoil the hell out of any movie we discuss. So grab your flashlights, hide your snacks, and crack a jar. It's time to get spooky.
Enjoy the show!
Now, before we get into this episode too far, I just got a little disclaimer here. First off, all audio used in this podcast is used under the protection of fair use. And as with all of my movie reviews that I do here on Guess What? You're Wrong, we spoil the hell out of everything we talk about. So you have been warned. Hello and welcome back to another what's something Korean?
Say hot pot. I don't know.
Another K-pop thrilling episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. Now, as you can see, we have some guests here this evening. We got Sasanari.
Hello, say? Hello. How's it going?
And then Kelvin.
Hola.
Hola. So we opened up, you know, it's Korean. You already heard me say it. So we are in October, so we're doing some zombie good stuff. And we decided to go ahead and tackle Train to Busan this time around. Y'all have seen it, right? Of course you've seen it, because you wouldn't be here if you hadn't seen it.
I've seen it probably half a dozen times now. Probably more.
I think me and you actually watched it for the first time together, Kelvin.
I think so.
Yeah. And I just recently rewatched it, like, maybe last week, 2 weeks ago. So it's still pretty fresh for me.
Yeah, I think that's when I had talked to Kelvin about it. He's like, oh, Sasanari just watched it, too. It's a good thing we're recording, right? So we have, I don't have my glasses on, let's see if I can read this. Train to Busan from 2016, directed by, I'm gonna have a hard time with these names.
Yeah, look, I up front, forgive us on the names. I don't think any of our pronunciations are gonna be correct, and we're sorry about that.
Directed by Yeon Sang-hoo.
Sang-ho, I think, but whatever, it don't matter. Okay.
Written by Park Jo-suk and Yeon Sang-ho. Stars Gong Yoo, Jung Yoo-mi, and Ma Dong-seok.
Ma Dong-seok is the only one I really knew, because he's the guy from he ends up being in Eternals. But he's the big boy. Oh,
that's him. Okay,
he's big boy.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm terrible with names, so I apologize. But yeah, no, I know that. I know that guy too.
And Seok Woo was the dad.
Yeah, he also ended up being in other? Yeah. He was big in that show for a little bit.
Oh, he did look familiar. I did see him in there.
Yeah. He's the game. He's not the game director, but he's like the.
Yeah, he's like the guy
initiator.
That goes out to find.
Yeah, he
people.
Like gets you into the game. Yeah.
And then Kim Soo-an is actually the one to play Soo-an, the little girl.
Dude. We're going to get to it, but she's so good in this movie. Like, most of the time, kids in movies are annoying. She, the entire time, I feel bad for her right at the start, because the situation with the Wii, it's so funny.
Dude, the double Wii 2 years in a row is crazy.
It's also funny too, because it's, if you look at it in retrospective, it's 2016. And this man is like, he seems to have money. I'm like, that is an old system. The Switch 2 is coming out in like in a year, less than a year.
And if you don't know anything about the movie, brief synopsis is, I mean, this is really brief. While a zombie virus breaks out in South Korea, passengers struggle to survive on the train from Seoul to Busan. And if you haven't seen the movie yet and you're listening to this episode or watching it on the YouTubes, you should probably go watch the movie first, because we're going to ruin the whole damn thing for you.
Yeah. It's also highly recommend. Yeah, you should just watch it. It's a, it's one of my favorite zombie flicks, I think.
Yeah, I think it's definitely up there.
I really like about it is, I think, like, I like the character stuff. I like all the emotions with it. Like the whole storyline with the dad and the daughter by the end. I always tear up. Like, it always makes you tear up. So I think it's a good movie. But like, I like the zombies in it a lot. I like the variation they do with these zombies. I like the weaknesses they have. I like the way they transform. Like, the moment they get bit, they start wrangling themselves. Their bodies start like contorting. It's really freaky looking.
Well, I think it's cool. I was thinking about this, and I think that if it's a virus, because that first girl, even though she's tourniqueted her leg off, it still took her a little bit before she changed.
So yeah, for her it was slow.
Maybe it was
because she did that tourniquet.
Maybe the virus like evolved, as the further it grew,
Got quicker. Yeah,
because later on, man, you get bit in like 5 seconds.
I always just read it as because when she got bit, she does do that tourniquet, so I just assumed that tourniquet actually helped her out. Like, help the virus go slowly up to her.
Well, you have to think. I mean, she got bit in the city, and at that point, there was no.
I don't think she got bit in the city. I think she got bit. Even if she got bit in the city, she would have gotten turned like within the minute that she ran in that train.
Well, that's the thing, is because at this point, there's no other zombies anywhere at the train station, on the train, nothing. She was like patient zero on that train.
Yeah.
So,
well, on the train, yeah, but they are in Seoul.
Yeah, they were in Seoul. That's why I was saying that she got bit earlier, and she somewhere earlier, and made her way to the train. So within that time period, I don't know.
I don't think it was that long of a time period.
Well, she didn't tourniquet her leg until she was on the train already. Now, there's no telling how far this main city where all this stuff was happening is from the. I guess we could look it up because we could get the train station and stuff. But I mean, it had to have been
15
minutes.
Just based off the scene, because the train goes, but while that's happening, one of the people look up and you see that there's a fight, quote unquote, fight happening up the stairway. And clearly it's, the zombie, people are getting bit, like zombie apocalypse is happening up there, but we can't tell from down the staircase. Yeah. So I just assumed she just came from up there, got bit, ran down there, did the tourniquet, and
Yeah, that's still time wise. I mean, that's.
Yeah, it's not great. Yeah, exactly. But either way, maybe it's a situation evolving. We do know it does come from some kind of medical facility or some kind of facility.
They say that.
We find out by the end. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like kind of the dad's fault.
It's not his fault, but like he has a hand in it. His company.
He
didn't like create it, but yeah.
He was like a hedge fund investor or something like that. Yeah. He invested a bunch of money into that company.
Yeah, like he has a part in it. Like, no matter what, it's definitely his fault, but it's not just his fault.
Yeah, it's his fault because he runs the hedge fund and everything. He's the one that funneled all that money into them. Wow. Imagine that. You realize I'm making millions of dollars and oh shit, all my millions just made a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that is one of those moments in the movie. Yeah, it's literally the moment where when he finds that out, he's gonna be like, oh fuck.
He's on the phone with one of his employees or something. They're both just like, yeah.
That's one of those things kind of our fault. Movie where I know it's the start of the apocalypse, But in my brain, I'm always like, man, it's crazy that the phones are working perfectly fine this entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always think of apocalypses like nothing works. Yeah, everything's nothing destroyed.
Works. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, this is the beginning. So,
yeah.
You know, they haven't destroyed the towers and stuff. They haven't started bombing the city and stuff. Wow. And the way this starts out, though, I mean, it starts off as, you know, a dad who's never home because he's working all the time, and his mom is, they're obviously divorced. And we hear later on that the grandma says something about the mom. So maybe the relationship there was a little apprehensive.
I don't know. It sounds like she wants her to get, or you're right. Maybe at the beginning, but.
Yeah, at the beginning, I think she's trying to, but later on when she gets bit, she says something. I don't remember.
Yeah, she's like, get back together, basically. She's like, she wants the family to stay, you know, stay together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have the double wee incident.
Yeah, he comes in, gives her her birthday gift, and it's the exact same. So is it that he got her that already, like the year prior? Or is it that somebody already got that for her?
That's what I thought it was. Because the way, like, that interaction, the way she looked at him was like, come on, really? Like, again, man?
You forgot? Yeah. Like, how'd you forget that you,
And it was, like, it wasn't even just the Wii. It was the exact same bundle, too. The exact same bundle.
The Mario. Yeah, yeah.
So, I wonder, because if it was a different year, they wouldn't have the exact same bundle available, would they?
No, they definitely would. They definitely would. Because, like, if it's like the basic one, And especially because it was
stuff for, like,
the Wii.
PS5. Yeah, stuff for, like, PS5 is still, like, you still buy bundles for games when that first came out.
And that was the Wii towards the end of its cycle. So they are just trying to get rid of those units. They definitely are just trying to get rid of all the units they had left. And that stuff was cheap as hell. Like, the Wii was, like, $100 or less, like, towards the end of its cycle.
And that's why he got another one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And he was all excited too. He was like, "Oh yeah." She opens
it, and it's so funny too, because, like, later on, in my brain, I was like, "You could have at least got her a DS." And then later on, we see she has a DS. I'm like, "Well, that wouldn't have worked either." My bad, man. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Like, he should have. I mean, I get that the whole point of that was that he just forgot that he had already gotten
Just
but
call,
like,
the
get a game or something.
Call the
grandma,
a different game. Like, look around her room. Make sure you don't get anything that she already has.
You know, I thought, because people, when you see movies with people like him that are always working, trying to climb the corporate ladder and stuff.
Yeah, he's a salaryman.
They usually have somebody else buy the gifts, and they just, thanks. You know, we see that in the movies a lot. And so maybe he didn't even really buy it. Maybe somebody else bought it for him to give to her.
Yeah, they're just like, here, give this to your kid. Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe one of his assistants, he asked them to get just a gift, and that's what they got. Yeah.
And all she does is open it, and she just looks over, and he's like, oh.
Doesn't even open the box, just opens the wrapping paper, and is just like, come on.
But then we have, you know, they're talking about wanting to go to see her mom.
Yeah, they want to go to Busan.
Yeah. And he promises her, but I got to do some work or something like that. And yeah, that's what one of the things she says right around here is something. You only think about yourself or something like that. She says something.
I think that happens. Maybe it happens earlier. I think she says it again. She does repeat it, because she says something about selfishness, like, around whenever after they don't save the dude and the pregnant lady the first time.
Oh yeah.
It's one of those times that she mentions, like, you're just, all you do is care about yourself.
And that's kind of what makes him think, you know, it's like, oh, yeah. You know.
Also, we do have the scene too where he watches her performance that he missed.
Yeah.
Where she's singing the Aloha, Aloha, you know, the Hawaiian song. I assume it's Hawaiian. I don't actually know.
That song takes on a completely different meaning at the end of the movie, man.
Yeah. I we'll get to it, but yeah.
You gonna sing it, Kelvin?
I don't know the whole song. I only know the beginning.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
So we don't. We don't even get. It's a little bit before we even get any. You know, before they're on the train headed to Busan. Before you know, we were talking about that girl shows up and puts a tourniquet on her leg.
Yeah, no, pretty much. I mean, they get on the train. I think we see all the characters though. We see. Yeah. The baseball people, we see the main baseball kid, sisters. His like, girlfriend. Yeah, we see the two like grandma sisters.
Yeah.
We see the you know, big boy. I think his name is Sang-hwa in the movie, Sang-hwa. His wife. He's my favorite character in the movie. He's the best.
Oh yeah. Easily.
You care about him immediately because he actually has like he cares about the daughter, like he's trying to protect her, keep her safe.
Well, and at first, what's her name? Sunya, she needs to go to the bathroom. So that's the first time you know we actually see him. Is
oh yeah, they meet each other. Yeah,
he's like shh.
Yeah, because his wife's all cranky because she's in the bathroom.
That's when, and at this point, we know that. Something's going on because we saw the tourniquet girl and he tells her, you know, go use the bathroom up there, up for the front. And I remember thinking at this part was like, oh shit, no, don't. Isn't her bathroom right behind you? There should be two bathrooms right there. But and so at this point here, I think we have that girl had already gotten on there and tried to tourniquet her leg and everything, thinking it might stop it. And it blows up fast, right? I mean, it's. Yeah. I mean, it's you don't get like you know. There's we have a lot. We have character building, you know, between the father and a daughter, and a little bit with the grandmother. But we don't actually build on any other characters until the shit hits the fan.
Well, yeah. Once we get to the first stop where we, I don't know what city that is.
How they say it? I can't remember.
It's some station, some train station where they stop. Where we also start getting some development for the dad, where, like, not that again, because he it's where he's gonna betray everybody. Because that's after shit hits the fan. That's when he gets the call on the phone about you know it being not their fault, but basically that they have an out because yeah, it's not that it's their fault. Yeah. But they have an out that they can get him out once they get to that station.
Yep.
And it's not that he has but that's where his character starts, you know, turning. Cause his daughter gets saved. And I think that's when he saves the homeless guy for the first time. Right.
Yeah. Well, you know,
or no, the homeless man saves him.
I remember the homeless guy being a G the whole movie. So I think he saved the dad.
Yeah. Because I know later on he saves the homeless man, but that's later.
And there's at first when you know the dad's acting. Well, you know, everybody in the end he's acting selfish. His main concern wasn't about everybody else. It was just to protect his daughter.
Oh yeah. Like, yeah. I mean like,
it's not until, when that big ass zombie horde's rolling through one of these train cars and that pregnant woman and the big guy are like running for their lives. And, they close the door and he's banging on the door and they're like, try to lock it. You're trying to get in. And that's when, I think that's when, like you were saying, Kevin, that's when, or said something there, I think.
Yeah, but that's after it all, and then they let him slip through. But then eventually, that's after everything's calmed down. That's when they get to the station, right? Like after the first wave hits inside the cars.
Well, they figure out that the only reason why they're going frenzied is because they can see them.
Oh yeah, that's when the pregnant wife. Yeah, she does the thing with the water. Like where she blocks it with paper.
Oh, that too. Yeah,
She.
I was thinking about the dark, but
oh yeah,
and we learned that later on, and that kind of there's so much that just goes on through this portion of the movie where it's you know we meet the asshole, the big asshole.
I hate him.
I know.
I think his name is Yon Suk. I'm pretty sure.
We'll just call him asshole. But
we can call him asshole. I recognize him from another show too, but he sucks.
He's constantly turning people against. You know, we got to protect ourselves. We can't help nobody else. He's not worried about the people that are there with him. He's worried about, you know, there's a bunch of people in front of me so that I can get away at the back.
I will say though, I think there's a point too, like it's thematic. He has a lot of similarities with the dad at the beginning, like in the sense where that it is mostly for selfish reasons. They want to protect themselves or his daughter, but you know, themselves. And then towards the end of the movie, I mean, like he would have been on the other side of the train if he was there, but going through all of that he went through, and then, you know, our big boy going out the way he does, he ends up punching him because he's become a different person by that point.
Yeah. That's right. So our group here, you know, the dad and his daughter and the big guy and a pregnant woman and
homeless man.
Homeless man. There's one other person that's with him, right?
One of the older ladies. Baseball kid.
Yeah, because the sisters haven't gotten separated yet.
Yeah, yeah. The old ladies were with the asshole guy. Weren't they?
Yeah, I think
both of them are at this point here. Yeah. I think they're both with, and this is when they take the fire extinguisher and they spray the asshole guy and his group spray the glass so that the zombies can't see them. And they figure out a way to lock, you know, we see that they locked it with ropes and shit like that, holding it shut. But then our group makes their way to that door because one of the baseball players talks to his girlfriend on the phone, and she's with the asshole guy's group.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. We haven't, like, we got to the station, but we didn't also, cause we haven't gotten to, like, technically to the part where they actually get through. Cause like, You are right. They do all that. But first, they're running back onto the train station because they get off the station. Yeah, they see all the zombies. Homeless man.
That happens later on. No, you're right. That doesn't.
Yeah.
It happens first because they go out, and then that's why they come back onto the train. That's why they're separated at different areas.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah, they go out to the station, and then they get off. And that's when we find out that, because they think that when they get there, they think that it's a military zone. They think there's going to be a bunch of military people. I mean, and there are, but
zombie military people. Yeah.
They're all dead.
Yeah, not the good one.
And it's so funny, too, because I think it's a homeless man who's in the front, like walking towards them. And you see one soldier and you think it's a zombie. I'm like, dude, I want to get close. And it's not. And I'm like, oh, maybe you guys are good. And then the everybody runs behind him.
Yeah, because he starts running after. You see a shadow limping in, and he starts running after him, yelling, hey, help. And right away, Kelvin says, no, don't do that.
I would. Instinctually, you wouldn't. I'm like, nah, man. He's kind of like, he's crawling a little bit. But he's like, you know.
It turns out that this guy hadn't been turned yet. He was pretty battered up, but then as soon as they show him up close, and you see that he's not a zombie, that horde of zombies come behind him and just take him down. When you're like, well, fuck. Yeah. Homeless guy better help him turn around and get out of there.
Everybody starts running. I think everybody gets to the other side of the glass. I'm pretty sure Big Boy grabs the daughter, right?
Yeah.
And takes her and puts her across.
The dad turns around and sees that, oh shit, look at this horde of zombies is coming down the escalators and stuff, and his daughter's just standing there. And he starts running back, but he's too far away.
Yeah.
And then
I'm pretty sure Big Boy grabs her, knocks out a zombie, grabs her, goes across, takes his wife, and I'm pretty sure everybody, I don't know if even Baseball Kid, I'm pretty sure everybody's across, and they block it out with a baton.
Well, it's just the dad that he doesn't make it over there.
Yeah, and dad and homeless man. It's both of them.
Yeah, because homeless man is saving him.
Yeah, because homeless man comes in. I can't remember. He's on the ground. A zombie got him. Oh, and he puts his jacket over him. and the zombie's like blinded, which is the our first like insight of like they have some kind of sight impairment. They have some kind of problem.
They don't smell the living. You know, they don't like a lot and of
visually too. You look at their eyes too; they're like white. They're like the messed up.
Yeah, a lot of zombie movies now, it's almost like a shark with blood in the water. If there's blood or there's something going on, they're like, I can smell that. I'm going to go get it. But this one changed that up a little bit.
A lot of times it's noise, too. That's cool. I feel like it's noise a lot of times as well.
Yeah, it is. But I like that. You know, they changed that up a bit, but it works.
Yeah. You
know? I think it works really well.
I think that's one of my favorite changes about this is their whole thing of sight. I think it's a really cool additive to like the zombie layer. Because there's only so many things you can do with zombies. Yeah.
Well, then the dad is the big guy.
Yeah, comes through.
They're behind the glass, and he's looking at him like, oh man, remember when you locked me and my wife out? Dick.
But he's a good guy. So he lets him through.
But this is one of the things that confused me about this whole
thing. Yeah, when we were watching it, it doesn't make sense. So they keep trying to use the actual like door lock that it has, like the thing above. And it makes no sense because they have the baton that they used originally. So they could have just shoved that bitch right back in there. And it just like they had it. And it would have worked perfectly fine. But instead, they just keep trying to lock the top, and they eventually do it. But I'm like, that's not going to work well, man. That's not going to work well at all.
As soon as they lock it,
it starts cracking.
The glass shatters.
You would have been better off just putting that baton back in there, running.
Yeah.
But
then, I mean, this is the point where the groups get separated. Right.
Yeah, we get daughter, mom, and grandma in one car.
With the assholes.
No. They already go up front.
The other assholes, sister. Yeah, the other grandma is
with the assholes.
Other grandma's with the assholes. And then we have grandma, homeless man. I don't think homeless man is with the three of them. Yeah, no, he isn't.
I think dad and homeless man are like separate from everyone else, and then they join up with his kid and the mom.
Dad and homeless man and are grandma. With the big guy and the baseball player.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who they're with. And this is when the baseball player calls his girlfriend or his girlfriend calls him, and he's just bawling, I'm sorry, I didn't know what to do. Everybody's dead. And this is where he finds out
what car they're in.
No, because then the dad keeps trying to call the daughter's phone, but she's not answering. And then big guy calls his wife, and Soo Young answers the phone.
Yeah.
And he's like, why are you answering the phone?
That's when we find. And they're also screaming too, because now they're behind in a bathroom door with a zombie like trying to get in. Yeah. And the wife's like, get your ass over here.
Yeah. And this is when we find out that there's actually three groups of people that are separated by cars of zombies, right? So we got the guys, and then we find out that the daughter is with the pregnant mother.
Grandma's in the other one.
Yeah. And so then we have the group of asshole guy, and they have a bunch of red shirts.
Yeah.
And
nobody really cares. There's random a bunch of people in the front.
People.
Yeah. And one of the grandmother's sisters and the cheerleader girl or the baseball player's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And this is when the movie gets – we learn a lot, because this is when the group of guys is like, well, we need to go up there and get them. We got to make it through. And the baseball guy says it first. What?
I think the homeless guy wasn't with the dad and the big guy then, right? It's just them two and then the baseball guy.
I think –
I think the pregnant lady was with him, or he was with them.
Yeah. Okay. So she's with. Okay. So okay. So yeah. That makes sense. Okay. So I think. Okay.
Yeah, because I remember a scene at this scene here where the baseball kid starts wrapping his forearms, you know, with his baseball tape, whatever he has, and then the big guy's like, "Yeah, let's do this." And
he starts. That's a good idea.
and this is where he tells him, "I'll take the front. We'll have the baseball guy in the middle, and the dad, you take the back, and you kill anything that comes up behind us."
Yeah.
So that's why there was three people. That's right.
I will
right.
say, I think the way they had the weapons arrayed didn't make sense to me either. Because like, I understand because he's the tank, but like he didn't have a single weapon. It was just his hands. That's all he was using. And I get it, man. Dude, that's all I need.
What do you mean he didn't have a single weapon? You just named them.
I get it. I understand. Two.
They're named Lucy and Simone, and boy, he showed them to everybody.
I understand, okay. And look, he was great, and look, he lives. He lives fighting them. But like, yeah, it made like I get it.
I tell you, seeing him, just watching him go through this first horde they went through, I was exhausted just watching him.
Yeah,
like, I'm done.
I love that bit where he just grabs it by its side and just pushes it forward.
Yeah, there
reminds me of like some Dwayne the Rock Johnson shit.
And this is when we discover the whole light thing.
Yeah, because I think they get their second car. Yeah. Or so I mean, it's the first one. I think it's the second one.
I think it's
the
second.
Yeah, no, I think they go through one first, and then they get to the tunnel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all because the who is it? The big guy or is it the dad? The dad's ready. The big guy, I think, is fighting one off. He's ready to almost get killed. And they go through the tunnel and the zombies just kind of
like, huh?
And then
where'd they go?
the dad takes the baseball bat and bangs it on the top and they all the zombies move to that way where the noise was at. Because they can't see shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like,
we can use this.
Yeah, I think in the next car, they don't use it very wisely, but.
Yeah, okay.
These zombies are not a huge threat at night, apparently, then.
Yeah. What I gotta do is wait until nighttime and go do all your shit.
I feel like usually it's the other way around. You wait until daytime, but.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, too, because it's. Yes, like. You'd be fine in a sense that your sight would be impaired. But if you make noise and let's say you're like somewhere like Atlanta, Walking Dead, that many zombies, but it's these zombies that run really quick. I still wouldn't want to mess with it.
That's why you got to do some quiet place shit. You just got to like place a trail of sand across the entire country.
Yeah, that's good. They didn't place it around the whole country.
They should have.
Still lost their kid.
Yeah,
dumbasses, bro. Whenever I watch that movie, I get so angry because they have the youngest child in the back of the line. I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah, and
why
would you have? They don't even notice that they don't even notice that he stops walking too.
Yeah, I'm like you, and then you don't even have like the other kid that can hear. You have the deaf kid next to him. I'm like, why?
With the toy that can make noise.
It doesn't make any sense. But anyway, that's besides the quiet place.
They're kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, guess what? He's not a kid anymore. He's dead. True. He got got.
That's very true. Now, this, they decide that, you know, they look at their map. Is this when they look at the map and they're like, oh, this is how many tunnels we got coming up?
Yeah, this is the next tunnels coming up. It's like 2 minutes or whatever.
And they open up this train car, but it's full. They can't get through. So so stupid.
Dude, I was pissed for him. And he didn't say anything about it either, I don't think. I don't think he has a single line about it, which is crazy.
They climb on the luggage racks up top.
No. That's not them. That's when they have everybody.
That's when they're bringing them back. Because I remember the homeless guy doing that too. Yeah. And then he
this is when he has the phone.
Yeah, that's after they got. That's after they got the daughter and the pregnant wife.
So he uses bro's phone. He grabs bro's phone. And yeah. He's like, let me just grab that real quick. Thank you. And then
doesn't
he
use the other dude's phone too?
Yeah. No, I don't. Maybe both. Later. Maybe later.
I thought I remember him using both of their phones, like for each, you know, like subsequent car, but yeah, maybe not.
He uses his phone. He saves. He calls himself on Big Dude's phone, so that way he has his phone number.
Yeah,
and then he throws Big Dude's phone down the track or the hallway and calls it from his phone. And as he calls it, they all run to that. I was thinking, man, if you took my phone and threw it like that, I'd probably
hit you. Yeah, I would. Are you fucking kidding me? Like you could have at least warned me. I have a lot of pictures on there.
I mean, shit. I know everything's backed up to the cloud, but it's the apocalypse.
Yeah, there's no cloud anymore. You only have what you have on your device. But then, yeah, yes. They get to the bathroom with like the ladies and everybody.
Yeah, and this scene here is the one when they decide to crawl on the luggage racks up top. I was like, "Are you out of your?"
Yeah, this I was like. This is the point where you do the phone thing again. This is where I'm like, okay, yeah. Well, we have too many people now. Yeah. Like, this is when we do the phone.
See, you gotta throw something into the bathroom and then just close the door behind them so they can't get out either way.
Oh, see, what I would have done is the phone thing, but I would have opened the middle car. I would have thrown it towards the back end and then us been in the bathroom and then run in while they're back there and they close it.
Yeah.
So that way we have that full car to ourselves too.
Yeah.
You gave this some thought, didn't you, Kelvin?
Yeah, well, you know, I have that zombie movie brain after watching.
He's a prepper.
I remember growing
survivalist,
up,
sorry.
We would every time we'd pass something, he'd say something.
Yeah, because of course
this is where
you have the mentality, hey, we're out of Lowe's. This is where I'd get my wood from there, you'd build up. Yeah, I've never felt satisfied watching like something in like fiction than that third episode of Last of Us when he's
that's what I'm saying. Dead.
Time to start grabbing all my shit. And he just goes to every store, grabs gas.
Loot an entire town. You're set. You're good.
He's got all his wine. He's got all his hunting stuff to get rat. He's like, he's got his fresh rabbit. I'm like, dude, yeah, dude, this is the life.
He's got electricity.
Yeah, he's living. Like, he's got it all great. He's got a wired fence around the whole town. I'm like, dude's got it.
Yeah, you just stay there. I mean, you'd be fine.
Yeah, he was fine for a while.
As long as you don't let anybody in.
Yeah.
Well, he let one person in. It was fine.
Yeah, it turned out real good for him too, didn't it?
I mean, they died, but they died old men.
They died in a good way, not the normal zombie apocalypse way.
I guess.
They almost did. There was a moment where we thought they were going to, but they were fine.
Oh, yeah.
They're
okay.
So back to Train to Busan.
Yeah, back to the other zombie thing.
So, Sasanari, would you climb your ass up on a luggage rack to try and crawl across
and evade
some zombies?
I wouldn't want to, but I'm relatively like I have a smaller, you know, build, so it would be a lot easier for me. But I wouldn't want to. No, I would definitely just like throw like use the phone technique, toss the phone into the other car. You could still even hide behind the seats like what they did, but yeah. Toss the phone into the other car, let them go in there, and then close the door to that car.
You don't even have to throw your phone. You can just throw like one of the bats back there.
Yeah literally anything. You could just throw anything. It's just noise.
Yeah.
It's not like they really liked the song that played during the ringtone or something.
You don't know. They could have been bopping.
You're not wrong.
That was K-pop, wasn't it?
I don't know what it was. It was something.
I think it was because
the dad.
I remember him saying like, yeah, I remember the big guy was like, it's catchy or something, you know?
I remember we were watching this too. I was like, I don't understand. Like, K-pop just blew up. Like, it came out of nowhere. It just blew up. It became the biggest thing over here in America too. It was crazy.
Yeah.
My thing is getting that pregnant woman up there. I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
that was the mistake.
Wow. And I'm thinking when I'm watching this scene, I was like, oh, they're at least half of them are gonna fucking die right here.
Dude, yeah, because like that's a kill box. That is 100% a kill box. Because once like they can climb up there and get you, like it's not hard.
But they do make it out. which they I was do. Like, wow. Wow.
I think it's just because the big guy that was there, his like aura saved them.
He got pushed back to a bit. I think he punched a few of them. Pretty sure.
Yeah, they end up throwing a bag, right? And it distracts the zombies. And they all get down except for the dad and the homeless guy.
Yeah.
Are back and behind two seats. Yeah. And it becomes the light comes on, right? Where they're out of the tunnel. And he's like, shh. And Kelvin, I know you mentioned this.
Yeah, dude. While I was watching it,
I was like, I didn't even see that.
You can see the can in front of his foot before they even like show it or like near it. And I'm like, fuck, he's gonna step on that can. And I've seen this movie before, so I knew that. But I just noticed it this time. I'm like, you can see the can right there clearly.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck. Yep, there it is. He's gonna step on it, and he steps on it.
And that.
Yep.
That little bit of crinkle noise.
From they're like, huh?
What was that noise,
dude? And I don't even remember. Is the next car they get it? They get through.
Yeah, because they're basically trying to fight this whole time. They're fighting, trying to get it open, trying to get to your side because everybody's
this
on
is,
the other
this
side.
Is where it's at. The other car is at right where they got the doors.
Yeah,
tied I think down.
This is like the choke point or whatever.
They get it open.
Don't let them in. Don't. And we see that they got all these ropes that they fashioned to hold it close.
Yeah,
and that baseball kid just starts. Pounding the wait, we left out the one scene here when they go through the car with the baseball team.
Oh yeah, and the dude has the baseball kid just like freezes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and they can't fight. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I think that same scene might be the first time the light happens. I think that might be the same scene.
Yeah, because that's
first tunnel.
It's the one of the baseball players. It's getting ready to kill the big guy, and because the lights go out, they're like, "Oh,
yeah, they stop."
Like, well, so like,
I don't have.
I'm to pretty sure it's friends. That car. Yeah,
I don't have to kill my friends. So,
but they get through
they
the
make
door.
It to the yeah because he's beating the shit out of it, and finally it breaks.
Well, no, they don't break it through because remember, it's still able to, or maybe they do break it through, and then they run all the way through.
He breaks the glass.
Oh, and they run all the way through. Okay.
Oh,
because eventually there's like a door that
back to where they're trying to get through to the other people.
Yeah, because eventually there's a door close where they're trying to get through, and it's everybody's across, and the only one that's I think the one that's closing it is Big Boy, right?
Yeah, and this is
but they go back like a car because all the zombies are coming because they broke the glass out.
Okay,
so they go back, and that's when Is it because it's right here, this is where the asshole comes out and it's like, no, we don't trust you guys. You guys could have been bit.
I think that's after. That's after homeboy's already bitten and dead.
Yeah.
So I think right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure.
He gets bit trying to hold the door back with all the zombies.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they get through. Or, well, I guess he kind of. Well, do they get through or does he just open the door and just like tackle them and let him in?
No, I think they eventually.
I mean, somebody must open it. Oh, let it through. I can't remember how, but somebody must.
I think he lets him in because he's already bitten.
It must be the girl
because he's already bitten. No, you mean the doors that are locked? They don't let her. They don't unlock that. He breaks the glass. The baseball player breaks the glass.
Yeah, yeah, he breaks the. I'm talking about the one that big dude was holding. Yeah, I don't remember if the zombies broke through that one or if
no, they don't.
He I just kind of let them in and just like attacked them.
I think the glass starts cracking, and I think he just eventually just let them in, and because he says I'll hold them off as long as I can or something like that, and he takes a few of them. But then you see his eyes, and his eyes are like, oh shit,
dude, that moment's awesome, dude. When he gets bit, and it sucks. Cause and you know our guy's looking at him and he's like, fuck man, I don't want to have to leave. And he's like, hey, take care of my wife. He's like, fuck. He's like, okay, I will. And he's about to go take her, and she's leaving. And earlier in the movie, we find out that they haven't named the kid, that he hasn't come up with a name, and that I think they call it like Egg or Bean. They call it some like stupid name, like it's just like a fake name, like you know filler name. But. He comes up with a name and he tells her the name while he's, you know.
What was that name?
Dying.
I can't remember. You think I remember? I can't remember some name.
Wait, I can hold on.
Let's see.
Yoon Soo-yeon.
There you go.
So yeah,
I can't believe you didn't know that, Kelvin. Jeez.
But yeah, I think it's a really sweet scene. It's really cool because my boy, he goes out like a badass because he's holding it all back and he's still being bit and he's turning, like his eyes are turning white, but he's still holding it back. I'm like, he's still fighting.
Yeah, no, pure willpower, dude. Just the will to just save his family.
Yeah, save
doing his baby. Everything he can.
Save his wife and his baby.
So at this point here, dad's got a new wife and his new baby on the way.
You kept saying that. I was like, oh my gosh.
And so they get into the other room with everybody now, and the asshole comes forward and he's like, no, we don't trust you. You guys could have been bitten.
And that's when dad punches him.
And then he exiles them.
And that's when he's like, dude, see, they're crazy.
But it's a good thing that they actually went, to the back car, whatever it was back.
Yeah, they go to the furthest car now. So they're ahead now.
And they have the door sealed off the room that they're in. But this is when remember that the old sister kind of sacrificed herself a little bit too to slow the zombies down so they could close the door.
Yeah.
And the other sister sees her sacrifice herself and she's like, fuck.
Yeah. And then she kind of just,
and she's also,
she's like, you know
she's
what?
She's also pissed too because they could have got her sister and all of them could have gotten through
if it wasn't for the asshole.
Opened the door. Yeah. If the asshole would have left, like, yeah. So she's like, no, fuck these people.
Yeah, I know. She just goes, you know what? I don't care anymore, and just let him go in.
And
which I completely respect. That's so fair. 100% fair.
All those people in those cars. Dude,
it's not really fair because everybody dies except for the asshole.
Yeah,
it's true.
So
no, you're right. Really it is fair. Very unfair.
I especially hate who the train conductor dude.
Oh man.
Cause he just falls in line with the guy. I'm like, dude, you should be running
the shots, man.
Yeah. Man. Like, what are you doing?
but the guy keeps saying stuff. He's like, yeah, he keeps agreeing with them to exile him to the back.
Or to the front
or to the, fr- no, it's
yeah,
to the back.
Yeah.
No, I think it's, I'm pretty, maybe it's to the back.
At the front of the train would be the engine. So they were in the back in the storage.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Like wherever the luggage and shit goes, they called it something. I don't remember what they called it.
Okay, they're at the back end. Okay,
but then so all the zombies come in, kill everybody except for the asshole guy. And the baseball player's girlfriend goes with them. Exile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he goes. Yeah. Yeah, of course, she goes with him. Yeah,
and they finally get. Wait, no, cause the train conductor guy, he's up at the front of the train. He's still driving. That's right. And
yeah,
he doesn't.
I think Kelvin was talking about the ticket taker or whatever. You know, the guy.
Oh
that
yeah, that guy
walks through the train.
Yeah. The guy that he just gave into everything the asshole guy was saying. But then, so our guys, our team is locked into this car. And what happens next?
I think that's...
Don't they like the next station or so? Or no, oh, it's the train. Yeah, they come across the derailed train.
Yeah, so the
train is
locked. Yeah, so they have to get another train.
This is where the conductor, the guy that's actually driving the train, comes over the PA and he's like, I don't know if anybody's alive back there, but if you are, I'm going three tracks over and finding a train. Meet me there. We're like, okay, well, that's kind of cool because he's not just taking off, you know?
Yeah, not just leaving him to die.
Like the asshole guy did.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, we get that. Because those, the asshole guy and the train, the other train
the conductor.
Yeah, they're in the bathroom, and
the other guy, and that's what he
fucking asshole. He looks out, he sees a zombie, and he's like, "Oh yeah, no, everything's good, man. Go out there.
He's like, it's clear. Go out." Opens the door and he shoves him out.
God, so that way he can get by. What
he asshole. Books it, and of course he leaves the door open, so all the zombies are out there.
Follow him out.
Mm-hmm.
Now the train conductor, the guy that's driving the train, he finds
a train.
Yeah. It looks like some older trains, is what it looks like.
Maybe
compared to the one he was driving. But the first one he goes to the door and there's a zombie in there. So he goes to the second one. It's clear, and he sits down. And as soon as he sat down, I was like, "Dude, don't sit down. Close the door behind you." But nothing happened to him there, so that was a plus. He gets this train going, and it starts going, and we see, you know, we flash back to our guys, our team. They kind of get separated, trying to get over.
I think because that's when that other train comes in and knocks one of the subs over.
An on-fire train. Yeah,
so they're trapped underneath, like, you know, all the zombies are in that train too. So I think
So we
pregnant
see,
lady,
we see
the
dad and the daughter.
And homeless man.
That's right. And homeless man. Because the baseball player and his girlfriend seem to be making good progress at getting over there until the asshole guy comes up.
Yeah.
And all of the zombies are following him. And the baseball
and
player
he just.
Who gets taken out first? The girlfriend.
She gets bit. Yeah,
the girl gets bit, and then he's like, he just kind of gives up and just lets
he gives up. He can't handle it. Yeah, he just sits there with her in her hands.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, dude, you guys fought for so long because this asshole now.
Yeah, I know it does suck. Cause I feel bad.
And he didn't even like stop to. He didn't even stop to like look at them. Like obviously, you know, he wasn't gonna help them or anything. But
yeah, no,
he didn't even stop to. He didn't even stop to like say anything. He ran in, saw them, ran straight out, and just let the zombies go follow him.
Literally got them killed because he opened the door. Fucking asshole.
Well, then you know the dad slides out from underneath these falling. There's a little place where he can slide out. But his daughter and the pregnant woman are still in there. And this is when the homeless guy is like, go, you know, he sacrifices himself.
Yeah. He's a G. He's
gotta
like,
gotta save this kid and this pregnant lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they get out, but then we go to the scene with,
with the train conductor, dude, and this is what I was like, you dumbass, or the train driver. I was like, why would you? Because he sees this dude run, and I get it, I understand, because you're trying to save people. But I'm like, dude,
he doesn't know he's the asshole. He doesn't know.
Still, it doesn't matter. I'm like, I'm the only person that effectively knows how to drive this thing, so I'm gonna slow it down to as much as I can. And if they can get on, they can get on. Well, otherwise, they're fucked. That's the
it was
only
going
thing
pretty
I can help.
Slow.
I'm not getting off to help you.
What I'm thinking is, why did he get off?
Yeah, I don't. I think
the asshole guy like tripped or something, and he went out to go like help him up.
Maybe I think that's. But either way, I understand getting on the side and like standing there, be like, "Hey, I'll grab your hand, like get on." But like,
don't leave the train. Like,
you're the person who knows how to drive it. Why would you
even that's risky though, because the asshole could have just grabbed his hand and yanked him off, and then just jumped on the train himself.
Yeah.
Well, that's basically what happens. I mean, the asshole gets up and, you know,
pushes him to the side when he helps him up.
Side, and all the zombies kill and attack him. And I'm like, this is the guy that drives the damn train. Why are you?
Yeah. Like, do you know how to drive a train? Like, what do you expect? What do you expect to happen here?
Oh, gee. But he makes it onto the train and he's cruising along. And then we see, you know, the pregnant woman, the kid, and the dad running for this train. The train's not going that fast, really, but, you know.
They also have a lot of zombies chasing them.
Lots of zombies chasing them.
Which I think, you know, once they grab onto the train and everything, I think that's pretty cool. They kind of just pile up and just start dragging along the back of the train.
That scene where that happens, that scene, it's awesome. Because they're just like, and the ones in the back are just jumping on top of the ones there and going up.
Climbing
going
up. It reminded me a lot of the World War Z when they're climbing up the wall.
The building, yeah.
And these are the moments where I'm like,
on top of each other.
These are the moments where I'm like, this wouldn't happen in the American version of this movie. Because they would all have machetes and they would just start cutting off their hands.
if not machine guns.
Yeah, ARs, and just start shooting their hands.
Yeah, shooting.
Mowing through them.
or crossbows.
I do, because we never see, like, in this universe, because there's three movies. There's a sequel to this in live action, and there's the Seoul Station one. But in all of those, it's all in, Korea. So we never see anything outside of, I wonder.
Yeah.
The prequel to this one is a cartoon. It's animated.
Yeah, it's an animated one.
And then the sequel to this one is called Peninsula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And that's live. And I don't really remember that. I watched it, but I'm gonna have to watch it again.
I never watched Peninsula, but I remember bits of Seoul Station.
I liked Seoul Station. I remember liking that one.
Yeah, I think those two. I don't remember what. I mean, I know I looked it up at some point. I don't remember when Peninsula came out, but I think Seoul Station and Train to Busan came out in the same year too.
Yeah, I think Seoul Station came out like a few months after.
Well, because it is a direct prequel. Like Seoul is the city they're leaving from, and like where the so it's
and it, old dude that directed this said for years that he wasn't going to make a sequel, and then all of a sudden he was like, "Yeah, okay, I will." And here's Peninsula.
I mean, it did well. People like this movie. It's a great movie.
But I mean, we haven't got to the end of this movie yet.
Yeah. So
I mean, this is we have asshole dad, daughter, and new wife.
All on the train. I think the zombies are cleared now. They kicked them off. They were able to get them off.
Yeah. I remember the dad doing like a sick dodge. One of the zombies is like running up towards him and he just out of the way.
Gets out of the way, yeah. Yeah. Jumps up. Yeah, yeah.
Squid Game moves.
It really is.
He wasn't in the games, but I get what you. Well, actually, what's?
I mean, he could have been. He could have been. Winner,
okay, spoilers for season two. But I can't remember. I think they say he might have been a winner, and he got hired.
I think so.
I think he was in the games. Yeah, never mind. Anyway, that doesn't matter. Because what really does matter is we're getting to the heartbreaking part of this fucking movie.
We have to deal with the asshole still.
Yeah. Dude, this is I always find this part strange because we've only seen one other character with this strong of a will as a zombie, and it was our main boy fighting
big
off
big boy.
Yeah, our main guy fighting off the horde. And this guy, he clearly is a zombie. Like he's still turning, but he's talking.
But he's still like sentient.
Yeah, and still, he's like, and it's so strange because he's pleading for his life, basically. He's like, I want to go with you guys. He's like, nah, bitch, you're a zombie.
Take me to my mom. He says his mom is in Busan or something like that.
The dad says, like, no, you're infected. And then the dude's like, wait, I am? Huh?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't
know. No, I think when he says that, that's when it activates in his brain. He's like, oh, yeah, wait, I am. Yeah. You're right. Let me and start acting like it.
This scene where, they battle out a little bit here, but in a scene where the dad gets bit, he does it on purpose. He like puts his arm or his hand there so that way he can get leverage over the guy. And he knows he's going to get bit. I mean, he's just like, this is something I got to fucking do. And you can see that he does it on purpose because he puts his hand up there to push him out.
It's the only thing he had. I mean, he had to get him out of the way.
Yeah, it gets him out of the way.
Pushes him off. Yeah,
and this is that fucking scene with
dude. But
it's so sad because
you're forgetting the dad. The dad ties a chain to himself, himself jumps off the train with him.
Yeah, that's
and then
true.
Pulls himself back on.
I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. That's some Indiana Jones shit. That's some shit that would happen in the old Indiana Jones movie.
That is. Harrison Ford couldn't do that shit no more, though.
Yeah, he could, but he would like that is some stuff that would happen in Last Crusade. Like that is something that would have happened then.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And, but yeah, he, you know, does that. Gets
he
back
sets
up.
Him. He sets the wife or the mother to be and his daughter up in there. He's like, this is the break. This and this is another thing. How does he know how to drive a fucking train? He's like, this is the break. This is the,
he's a salary man. Okay, we gotta assume he's been around some trains, around some. So I don't know. Look, I just assume his job makes him. I don't know.
Also, I feel like wouldn't the brake lever be like big and obvious?
Yeah, you know? Like, red.
Like it would say brake on it or something.
I feel like it usually is the biggest thing.
Yeah,
he's like, this is probably the most important, you know. Just in case.
He's like, sorry, darling, but I gotta go.
It is really sad because he sits down the wife or his.
See, you got it too. You think it too.
Because he just gets like, he sits her down. He's like, please, you know, take care of her. He sits down the daughter. And it's so sad because she doesn't want him to leave. And she's so good at crying and being so sad.
Oh my God.
This little girl, she's so good. She's so good. Because this all, every time I'm like, dude, stop crying. I don't want you to cry. It's so sad.
Oh my God.
Like she just, she doesn't want to go.
That girl is a great crier.
Yeah, she really is. And it's so sick because like she's
great overall, man.
She's great in this whole movie. Yeah, as because most of the time I feel like kids in movies either are good or they annoy me. So is it or you're a bad actor? It's one of those three.
Yeah,
and she was good. She was good.
Yeah, she was. And then they get to the end of the line, right? And they start walking.
Well, no, hold on. We didn't get to the part, dude. It's so sad. But he rips away.
Yeah.
From her. And he.
Well, I was trying to skip over that, Dick.
No, and then it's the.
No, we need it. We have to discuss.
And do the shot where it's his shadow, and it just kind of.
Yeah, dude, and he's he turns. He's smiling as he turns.
Because I think, and then he just you see memories of her. Of her
it's like you know the whole like life flash before my eyes.
Yeah, and then he falls. Dude, yeah, really is that, and then yeah. I'm tearing up a little bit. The idea. It's so good. That ending. That's what this movie. His whole character arc is the reason why I say this movie is so goddamn good. Because at the beginning,
I love it so much.
At the beginning of the movie, you do not like him as a character at all. You're like, dude, this guy's an asshole father.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's not good.
Let's. They get rescued. They make it to safety, and it's the end of the movie.
Hold on.
Let's get into
before we get to that part. I just want to clarify. They don't just get to safety. They really tug on our heartstrings because what they do is they send this little girl and this woman through this dark hallway.
The wife
whatever. And at the other end, there's these military guys, and they start hearing movement.
No visibility.
And they see shadows of a you know, two bodies.
Yeah, and they're both like, you know, shambling.
Yes.
After everything they just went through.
Mm-hmm. And their first assumption, the soldiers are told to take them out.
Yep. Their first thing is to, yep. And I remember watching this for the first time. I think you and me were watching it for the first time, Sass. And I was just like, are they really? We're gonna go through this entire thing, and they're just gonna kill this fucking little girl
and
pregnant
there's
lady
no
in this
happy
goddamn
ending.
Tunnel. Like, are you fucking kidding me? And then, luckily, thank God, this little girl starts singing.
Yeah,
starts singing in the hallway, and they're like, oh, okay,
sing it, Kelvin.
Aloha.
Hell yeah! I'm so glad it didn't. I'm so glad it didn't pull The Last of Us, man.
Yeah, dude. Oh. I'm glad they didn't just make like completely rip our hearts apart. I was like, okay, good. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank you, little girl, for singing.
They still did, but in a different way.
Yeah, no matter what we're sad, but
the good thing is we don't. They could probably have died because this whole thing gets overrun. But we never know.
Well, yeah, no, they're definitely dead.
They're alive in the moment.
For sure dead.
To us, it was a happy ending, and it was really good. It was good to see them make it to safety. You know, after everything.
I can't.
That final scene with her start singing and she's just bawling and
it's so sad because she just
I'm just like, oh fuck.
It is. But
they make it and that's good.
Yeah,
that's a plus. So overall, Sasanari.
Yes.
Thoughts on this movie?
I think we're all thinking the same thing. It's a great movie. It's so good. One of my, I think you said this earlier, Kelvin, it's one of my favorite zombie movies ever. It's just,
it's simply the character.
Yeah. The character progression specifically with the dad, but everyone else as well. Mm-hmm. The writing is great too. Did you guys watch it in dub or sub?
No, I would never, ever, ever, ever.
Okay.
I didn't know they had a dubbed version. Shit. I would have gotten that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't even if you it was an option, I wouldn't have watched it with you.
No,
with
yeah,
it,
yeah. This,
good, I would have been good, like, good, what good. Is this?
Because we all know what happened with the Squid Game dub. It just doesn't work.
It sounds like robots. It's terrible.
Yeah. But yeah, the I don't know, acting, everything so good. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think it's from 2016, but in my brain now it's become a classic zombie movie for me. I love the different take on zombies. I think the character progression for the father is like one of the best. I think it works so well in the movie. Which I think that's also one of the most important parts of a good zombie movie is character stuff. I think you have two paths for zombie like things. It's more character driven. Or it's more like gore, action, you know.
Yeah, I feel like
driven.
You kind of have you know, like the Walking Dead stuff, where it's all like character and human stuff, and then you have stuff like Zombieland.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I kind of really dislike this movie, to tell you the truth.
No, you don't.
What?
I saw this tearing up at the end. I know he didn't.
I love this movie. I think it's definitely in one of my top, I'll say top five zombie movies of all time. I do think you're right. You know, I think the main thing that pulls you into it is it's not necessarily the zombie aspect of the movie that really hooks you into this movie. It is the character arcs and it's the relationships that are built.
Yeah,
and it's the sacrifices that are made, and I think that's what draws you into the movie, and I think that's why it made so much damn money. I mean, it box office smashed.
Yeah, I think. I think also it had a budget of like less than $10 million, and it made
$7.5 million or something like that. When you convert, it's like you convert the yen. But
and they made over $100 million.
Yeah. I mean, it was huge success. And I think it's not just because it was a zombie movie that it was a success. The success was because of the story that was told, you know, and this was rated the sixth highest grossing Korean movie of all time. Mm. And it's just like, well,
that's crazy too, because this is a zombie movie.
Yeah, but that goes to tell you that you can tell a story, in a horror movie.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You can give a good story, and I think this is a perfect example of that.
Dude, and I think our I think our American audiences, specifically the Oscars, need to take a revisit on that because
got nominated for Best Supporting Actor, big guy.
Big guy.
I don't know if it was American film or
yes, but it wasn't for this movie.
Oh, it wasn't?
That's what I'm saying. Like they never I remember specifically it was Hereditary, Toni Collette. She didn't get nominated. And I was like, that's crazy. That's like one of the best performances I've ever seen in a movie, and she didn't get nominated at all. Like that's mind boggling. And just because it was a horror movie.
It's horror. And horror is like the redheaded stepchild that nobody talks about in the back corner.
Yeah. It's like, we don't count that, you know.
But when you make something actually, like, I don't know, dude. But I understand, because, like, you can get a lot of B-level grade horror. And I understand, like, why they're not promoting that in the Oscars. But there's shit like this in Hereditary and, like, shit that deserves,
It also goes to show you that the Oscars are full of shit too.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, they definitely are. Yeah, no, you're right. They definitely are. Yeah. They always have been, but I don't know. Like I just feel like
it's like the good old boy thing in Hollywood. You know, as long as you pull their tails and go along with whatever they do, then your movies will get nominated, kind of deal. Just don't ruffle any feathers. But it is what it is. That's American cinema.
Yeah.
You know. But that's it.
Unfortunately.
That's this movie.
I'm looking at it right now. The budget for the movie was $8.5 million. It made $95 million.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah. Almost a $90 million profit. That's crazy.
And it's crazy, too, because it doesn't look like a movie that was made for less. I feel like I would assume the budget was like $30 million if I saw it. Like, it looks good.
Yeah. All the effects, all of the like location, you know, like the makeup, everything.
Insane. Then again, I think just something about the East and the way they do cinema or just effects wise, because what was it in Japan when they made Godzilla Minus One? That movie was made for like less. I think it was for about $10 million as well. And that movie does not look like it was made for less than $50.
You also have to take into consideration when they're making movies here in America and they're using all those CGI and special effects, the artists that they use in America demand high dollar. That's why some of these movies that do so well over here that aren't necessarily, A grade movies, you know, they go to other countries and use their talent to use their cinematic stuff, and they don't spend as much money. So the people over in Korea and in Japan, for that matter, that were making those movies, they're getting paid what they think is a lot of money to them.
Yeah.
But to the people over in America, they're not getting paid a lot of money.
Well, it's also too, I know for at least for Minus One, the CGI artist, there was only two, and one of them was the director. So it was like two people working on the movie. It was the director and that other guy. They were the two. That's
a big way to save a lot of money there.
Yeah, exactly. Only have two guys. Yeah. And that movie looks great, though. Same thing with this movie.
So we are winding down now. And you can tell we all like this movie. So if you haven't checked it out, you better go check it out because it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, please do. It's a very, it's a classic very zombie movie.
You do yourself a service and go watch the movie.
Absolutely.
And don't, I understand you're going to want to, because our American mindset, if you're an American, but don't watch it in dub. Watch it with the subtitles. I promise you it will be a more rich, enriching experience, because it's going to be annoying hearing these robot voices coming out of these people.
Yeah. Like Americans are good at acting in their own movies. They can't voice act for shit. In other movies. Language. I'm sorry.
It doesn't work.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, go watch the movie.
Sometimes sometimes us old people need that so we can understand it, though.
Telling so you have the subtitles. You can read.
You gotta read.
I don't know if they make glasses strong enough where I can get to the
get a magnifying glass.
But Sasanari, where can everybody find you at? If they wanted to look you up on the interwebs.
I do some reactions, mostly gameplay. You can find me over at youtube.com/@Sasanari or just look up Sasanari on YouTube. It's going to be the one that's split. There's two separate channels, so it's a little confusing, but there you go.
Yeah, he had a little issue with YouTubes in the past.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah. Kelvin, what are you doing? Anything?
I never upload content. I will say I have recently been playing Ghost of Yote. I think everybody should check out that game. That's all I'm just going to say. Just play that game. Good game.
I also have videos of Ghost of Yote, so go watch that if you're interested. Thank you.
Hell yeah. And you know where you can find me here, and guess what, you're wrong, over at the Moonshine Militia podcast. And I got two other podcasts coming up here within the next month or two, so keep your eyes and your earballs open. Right, Kelvin? But that's it. That's all we got for you. Everybody out there, until next time, sweet dreams. Kelvin?
Choo-choo. Because it's a train. Get it? Because it's the train.
Okay. Love, peace, and if it's going to rain on you, let it be purple, baby. Later, Tanner. And that's gonna do it for the day. Thanks for hanging out with me and let me bend your ear for a while. Ain't no time for bad shine. And until next time, don't forget. Yeah.
you're wrong.
Later, Tanner.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.